paragraph mem hey, v'zeh shemazhira kosuf, and this is why the pasuk warns us. Kemaisei eretz Mitzrayim loisasu b'chukaseim loisei lechum. Jews, do not copy the actions of the Egyptians. Do not copy the actions of the Canaanim. Chukaseim heim emunois kuzias shem b'em tam. We know that the term choik in the Torah, choik means something that a person does without understanding the reason for it, without knowing the reason for it. So the word chukaseim means, again, the things that they chose to believe in, their false beliefs, the false beliefs of the goyim, we should not accept. Tizoharu v'tishomru mileches bohem. Be careful not to follow those ways. V'zeh tolu yal yidei shetiyu nizhorim milasois kemase Mitzrayim o kemase Eretz Kanan. Now, what is it dependent on? How can a Jew protect himself from not being seduced, from not being convinced by the sheker? So Rav Nosson Zal says, the pasuk tells you, if you don't do the maase, if you behave differently from them, if you act like them, if you eat like a goy, and if you're living in this world like a goy, just like goyim are into the pleasures of this world, you're also into the pleasures of this world, just you want to put an OU on it, or OK, or an OZ, whatever you want. You want to kasher it, but you're into the same things that Lahavdil the goyim are into. They're into fun and games and pleasure and respect in this world. So Chas v'Shalom, if a Jew is into the same things, he's gonna go wrong, Chas v'Shalom. Rav Nosson says that's why the pasuk warns us, don't do the actions, Maisei Mitzrayim, Maisei Eretz Kanaan. Haynu shelo tiyu kruchem achar tavoseihem. Don't allow yourself to be sucked into the taivos that the goyim have. Taivos achila, taivos niuf, all of those taivos. The ikur hu taivos niuf. The most prominent one, the most prevalent one, the worst one, is the desire, the illegal desire for women and everything that surrounds that. V'loy dai shahayu meshukoin b'taivos ois b'yoser, and it wasn't bad enough that they were steeped in that stuff. They built religion around that. They built a religion around their taivos rois and midos rois. Which made them even stronger in their desires. Again, they built a religion based on kavod, based on kavod, based on taivos. To the point where they're able to fulfill all their desires for pleasure and not be insulted for it. They koshered it. They made it perfectly kosher. They took the tithes and put it into the religion. And the Torah warns the Jewish people that we shouldn't fall into that kind of mistake. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us the advice. This is, the $64,000 question. You're telling me that I'm in an Olam HaSheker. You're telling me that the odds against me being Zoicha to Emes are very minimal. There's very little chance that a person or a jeweler can be Zoicha to get to Emes in this world. And to get to Emes Lamitoy, there's even less of a chance. What do I do? How can I improve my chances? What gives me the best shot possible at being Zoicha to see straight, to be able to call a spade, to be able to know what's true and what's not true? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you very clearly. It's dependent on how you behave, how you live. If you allow yourself to follow your heart's desire, your taivos rois and midos rois, then your brain is going to become clouded. You're not going to see straight. You're going to see crooked. You're going to make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions, even when it comes to picking a religion or picking a guide, you know, a tzaddik, anything like that. The person's going to make the wrong choices if they're giving into their taivos rois and midos rois. And to the degree that a person fights that, to the degree that a person realizes that that's wrong, that's harmful, even though it's natural, in quotes, in this physical world that we're living in the environment that we're living in, especially in Golas, among the goyim, we're surrounded by goyim, we're surrounded by advertising, we're surrounded by the media that are all pumping us, they're shooting at us from all sides, trying to seduce us into all the taivos of Olam Hazeh, all the taivos rois and midos rois of Olam Hazeh, to be a macho man and a macho lady and all the different things. The moment a person realizes that that's not where it's at, that's not going to help me in the long run. Even if I enjoy it for 15 minutes or for 15 years, it's baloney. There's something called a cemetery in this world, and that's where it's really at. What really counts is what you take with you when you leave this joint. Nobody stays here permanently. It's been proven for the past thousands of years that nobody, not the biggest millionaire, not the biggest doctor, not the biggest scientist, not the fattest guy, not nobody made it out of here alive. Everyone has to go to that cemetery. And again, when you register in the cemetery, when they close your account in this world, when they and then you have to go to a different place, and you got to have funds. You know, you have to have the tools that are needed to operate over there. What's that? What tools do I need? And then it becomes a whole different question. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, ki ze toloi bo ze. Look, listen to these words. This A is dependent on B. Kifi ma shenizhar mi maise Mitzrayim, to the degree that a person is careful regarding the actions of Mitzrayim to behave like an Egyptian, to the degree that a Jew is careful not to behave like an Egyptian, not to act like them, not to eat like them, not to sleep like them, not to look where they look, and not to dance with them, all of that stuff. Kein hu rochoik mechukoiseyem umeemunois kuzvius shalem. That will help that person be able to make the right choices and the right decisions, that he'll be able to see not to believe in what they believe in, their false beliefs, their idols, and that kind of stuff. V'chein lehepech, and the opposite is true also. Kefi ma shemarachek atzmai mechukoiseyem v'munoiseyem ha-kuzvius, to the degree that a person, I'm sorry, not the opposite, and it works the other way also, to the degree that a person distances himself from the religions of the goyim, from their idols and from their false beliefs, kein hu rochoik mi taivoiseyem. That will also give him the strength and energy to overcome their taivos rois and midos rois. It goes both ways. To the degree that a person studies secular wisdoms, he studies the ideologies of the goyim and their religions and their studies and everything, to that degree, it's going to come natural to him to follow their way of life also with taivos rois and midos rois. And if he doesn't study their stuff, it'll be easier for him to get rid of, not to be involved in the Taivos Rois and Midos Rois. V'alkein osra toiro l'leches b'chukoiseyem, and that's why the Torah forbid us to follow their chukim, kegoin minhogeyem v'darkeyem, meaning their customs, their culture, their styles. Afal pi she'ein b'hem shum isur v'lo yavoy dezora. Even though there isn't, it's not mamish an idol. Person would say, we're not talking about bowing down to an idol. We're not talking about religion. What's wrong with wearing the clothes, you know, following the style of clothing or the culture, listening to their kind of music or their, you know, all of their way of life? Rak me'achar sheho akum osu lehem choyk zeh, because of the fact that the non-Jews, the idol worshippers, have established this as their way, because this is their way, bevadai hu shayach letaivoiseihem. It is definitely connected to their taivois and midois rois. And here again, there are people that are unintelligent. They don't see it, but we know an intelligent person watches the customs of the goyim, and they see that it's all one thing. It's all leading to their ideologies. It's all leading to women and the all the taivos rois of Olam Hazeh. Ki chukoiseyem nimshach me'emunois kuzvius shelahem, because their customs and their ways and their beliefs and their culture follows their false beliefs. Al kein osur li Yisrael be'isur chomor. That's why it is forbidden for the Jewish people to engage in that, to follow their culture, their chukim, their customs. Vezehu es mishpotai tasu ves chukaisai tishmu laleches bohem asher yasoisem hodom vuchai bohem. Hashem says, I want you to follow my mishpotim and my chukim, which a person does and he lives with them. Ki mishpotim v'chukois heim bechinas emes ve'emuna. Rav Nosson says the two words that are used over there in the Chumash, mishpot and choik, mishpot represents emes, choik is emuna. Ki mishpotim heima she'ef shelohavim b'em tam, shu b'chinas das, b'chinas emes kanal. The word mishpot refers to something that's rational, something that we can understand. Mishpat is Torah. The Torah, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. The chukos, whereas chukim, are those things which we cannot understand. Those things which we have to accept on faith alone. Heim dvorim shein behem shum tam. It's things where they don't have a standard rational type of explanation. Sheze b'chinas emuna kanal. But rather, it depends on faith. The Torah is warning us that we should only follow the mishpotim and chukim that Hashem has given us. Because that's the pure emes, and that's the right kind of emuna. That's what will help a Jew. Be zeichet to distance himself from all the false pleasures of this world, ul hisdabek bo yisporach, and to attach himself deeply to Hashem. Avol meemunos kuzviyos shehem chukoseim tzrichen lisrachek moid. Whereas from the false beliefs and from the false religions, which are the chukim of the goyim, that a Jew has to distance himself from completely. Vezehu asher yasa oisam hodom vochai bohem. And this is why the Torah says that if a Jew will follow the mishpotim and chukim of the Jews, he will live with them. Veloy sheyomus bohem, he won't die with them. Ki gam b'mishpatei v'chukos ha-Torah ha-Kdosha yesh kamo drochim v'chilukei deyos. Because now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because even within the world of Torah, even within the framework of Yiddishkeit, of the Mishpatim and Chukim of the Torah, there are many different paths, and there are many different opinions. Shemehem nimshachim kol ha-machloikis sheboilam. That's the cause of all the machloikis that we have. V'alkein mazhir ha-kosuv asher yasa oisam hodom v'chai bohem v'lo ishiyamus bohem. And this is why the Torah warns us. You want to be Jewish? You want to be religious? Great. It's the right thing to do, but make sure that your path in religion is a path that you'll live with, not that it'll bring about your death, chas v'shalom. Shu kamo yisham Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Gemara says, zocho nasa loy sam chayim, loy zocho nasa loy sam oves. That if a Jew is zoiche, then the religion is an elixir of life for him. It's a medicine. If he's not zoiche, the religion is a poison, a deadly poison to him. Shemizeh nimshach shenimtzum kama b'nei Yisrael shenotu meno emes v'oimrim shekolo emes etzlam. Because this is what has caused that there are many Jews that have deviated from the emes, and yet they say that they're the real emes, they're the right ones, they know. V'i'efsher levarer kol zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, I can't explain all of this. I can't go into more detail. I can't make this clearer right now. The only thing I can say is that a person who will not fool themselves, but rather the person is looking at eternity. They're looking at Olam Haba with honesty. They want to know really how, you know, what's going to really work? What's really going to get me into Olam Haba? Hu yochoy lohovin ho emes meirochoyk. That person, even if he's not a tzaddik yet, even if he's not a big Talmud Chacham yet, he'll be able to figure out, he'll be able to feel, he'll be able to smell where the emes is, what's real and what's not real. Veliskois lemuna shlema, and be zeicher to real, real pure faith. Leda, to get to realize, mi heim hatzadikim vaksherim bemes, who are the real tzadikim, and who are the real religious people, ulemi roi ledabek esatzmoi, and who he should connect with, who he should really attach himself to. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds these words, v'hashem elokim emes yitein emes liyakov. Hashem, who is the real truth, may he give us, the Jewish people, truth, v'yanchenu bederech emes, and lead us in the path of truth, ad niske lehiskarev elav yisborach b'emes, so that we'll be zeichet to come close to Hashem with real honesty and sincerity. Omein ken yehi rotzoin. And now you'll understand why all of this, this pasuk we just mentioned about not going in the ways of the Egyptians and the Canaanim, all of this is written next to the avoid of the Kohen Godol on Yom HaKippurim, v'gam koyren zois b'Yom Kippur, and we read this on Yom Kippur, ki ikar hakapora v'haslicha shel Yom HaKippurim nimshach me'etzem ho'emes, because the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, all the different facets of forgiveness and tshuva on Yom Kippur come from the essence of Emes. It comes from that highest place of Emes, which we said was Hashem's 13 qualities of kindness, remember? V'rav chesed v'emes. That's where all the slicha and kapur of Yom Kippur comes from. That's why this is our kriya satoir on Yom Kippur, because this is all about the Emes, as Rav Nosson Zal just explained, each part of this.